sense. But is your married name better or worse than your old one? It's time for Married Name Upgrade Downgrade on the Wake Up Call.
Presented by Roseville Chevrolet.
And you call 916-909-1065, 909-1065, and you tell us your maiden name, you tell us your married name, and then Katie and I, as two trained professionals, will tell you which one is better, but more importantly, we're going to tell you why. We're going to start with Kara. Good morning, Kara.
Good morning.
All right, so go ahead and tell us your maiden name.
My maiden name is Peters.
Oh, Kara Peters.
Ooh.
What's wrong with that?
No. It's very like I'm running for student body president, but vice president.
It's fine. I think here's why I like Kara Peters.
Okay.
It can carry you through all of the phases of your life.
That is absolutely true.
You can be an old lady named Kara Peters.
Yeah.
You can be a middle schooler named Kara Peters.
Although I do feel like Kara Peters is a middle schooler.
Well,
like just chronically.
She's married. So I
True.
Hope not.
Okay.
What is your married name?
Married name is Del Chiaro.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Kara Del Chiaro?
Yeah.
That makes it sound like you've inherited a pineapple farm in Hawaii or something like that.
The Del Chiaros have their own yacht.
This is a no-brainer upgrade.
Upgrade.
Now,
sure.
I will say this. Kara Del Chiaro can't be a middle schooler.
No, she never, no.
She's an heiress.
She actually was sent to boarding school at a very young age.
Yes.
She calls her mom mother.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Kara, congratulations. That's a big upgrade. Let's talk now to Katie. Another Katie. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
All right. Maiden name.
Dixon.
Oh. Katie Dixon.
Wait, Dixon or Vixen?
Dixon with a D.
Oh, fine.
Katie Dixon. It's fine. Like, there's nothing wrong with it. It does open you up to maybe some jokes.
What? Oh. Oh, my God. I didn't even think about that. I was thinking more of like, this just, the name Katie Dixon sounds like a Confederate flag. If the Confederate flag had a name and it was a girl, it'd be Katie Dixon.
Okay. Well, I was trying to think of...
No, we know what you were trying to think of.
How difficult puberty was for her.
Katie, what's your married name?
Hawk.
Oh.
With an H.
Hawk?
Hawk.
Yes.
Big upgrade.
Katie Hawk.
And I know it's Hawk, not Eagle, but if the American flag had a name,
boom,
it's Katie Hawk.
That's right.
Upgrade. Big one. Thank you so much, Katie. Next, let's talk to Madison. Good morning, Madison.
Hi, good morning.
Maiden name.
Fawn with an F, like a baby deer, F-A-W-N.
Man,
Madison Fawn.
If you have the name of any baby animal, it's adorable.
Okay, here's the one thing I will say about this. And I know you're not going to see this coming, but as soon as I say it, you're going to get it. This does sound like the name of a porn star.
Madison Fawn.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
It's Madison almost anything. Madison's it's a very porny name.
Yeah. Okay.
What's your married name?
Camarillo.
Madison Camarillo.
You know, it feels good to say.
Not as good as Madison Fawn.
But not
Fawn.
As good as Madison Fawn.
Camarillo seems like a car that got discontinued in the 90s. When Kia first came out. Not now. Not good Kia.
No.
90s Kia.
Yeah.
I drive a Kia Camarillo.
Camarillo. I'm going to say it's a downgrade.
That's a downgrade.
Unfortunately.
Sorry about that. They can't all be winners, Madison. Let's talk to Ruth. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning.
Maiden name.
Tustin.
Ooh, Ruth Tustin. You sound like, it sounds like what a president... What the first lady's name was when they first met.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
It does. And that was when he met young Ruth Tustin. At a high school
father
dance.
Daughter of a dairy farmer. Never believed that someday she'd step into the White House as the first lady.
And what is your married name?
Thompson.
Wait, you went from Tustin to Thompson?
Yep. What? My mom went from Trimble to Tustin.
Okay, what's the point of even changing your name?
Right, what a lateral move.
Like, why? Like the time you could have saved at the Social Security office.
For
just
real.
Not have to call your bank.
If you, it's both of those names are so plain Jane that you could introduce, you and your husband could introduce yourselves to people with two separate last names.
Nobody would even notice.
Nope.
Like, and I gotta tell you, Ruth Thompson feels like Herbert Hoover's wife, too.
100%.
Because it's the same.
Right.
Okay. That's...
I guess...
You know what? I'm crossing just... I just crossed you out. You just don't even get to play.
Thank you so much. Unfortunately, we don't have time to get to everybody else. It's the married name upgrade downgrade.